I'm Nick Vessel with the English 306 Creative Writing Poetry class at NMSU, and today I'll be reading Jennifer Givon's poem, Madhouse of Spirits. And ghosts must do again what gives them pain. Auden. I unwrap a bar of amaranth soap and wash my own mouth the way Mama used to do when I'd been profane. I'm trying not to become the kind of parent I feel bound to, with all this screaming, this relentless mother-loving fear. I think hard about Charlie Gordon as a boy in Flowers for Algernon, how he couldn't hold his mess and made it on the floor, how he couldn't understand his mother's screamings and beatings, and why she sent him to the sanitarium. The mother eye isn't all it's cracked up to be. My own, well, she used to wail as she spanked me with the wooden paddle, the hole where the rubber band should go. Imagine it blinking still. When I dream to stop the train, I must split myself in two. One of me is metal-hinged and crushed, the other with chest pain but living. I wake with heartburn. How does one extract the violent bone without mining that poor child's spine? That was Madhouse of Spirits by Jennifer Givon. Jennifer Givon is a Mexican-American poet who grew up in the Imperial Valley, a small border community into the Southern California desert. Her poetry has been greatly critically acclaimed. Most noticeably, her recent book, Protection Spell, was granted the Miller Williams Prize by former poet laureate Billy Collins.